I hear you. You know, our case study today is really hearkening to a fact pattern that we kind of see regularly around here. We've got some folks, David and Patricia, they're early 60s. They've come to the firm to help evaluate their particular fact pattern and how their retirement will look and so on and so forth. And in that conversation, they bring to us existing insurance that we step in and help evaluate. But more than that, a lot of times these folks bring in their existing relationship that they've had. Sometimes it's a specific insurance person that's been in their world for a number of years who is bringing them, hey, here's the newest and greatest and best scenario that's going to fit in your fact pattern. And they ask for our opinion. So we happily go through the details with them. And at a big picture, our conclusion typically comes along the line of you first got to get into that basic planning mode before you can step into these insurance products. Because I can tell you, having spent 25, 26 years running around in this world, you can get dizzy real quick trying to think through these insurance issues. Right. And too many times, in my opinion, I'm not trying to throw my insurance brethren under the bus, but at the same time, insurance is not the one-all, catch-all, be-all for all aspects of a client. So
it's not an investment.
Portfolio,
right?
Correct.
You can't use it as a portfolio.
Well, here's what I conclude. You got to start with the big picture and figure out whatever the goal is. In this particular scenario, it's they need insurance for insurance purposes, right? They've got a young daughter. I say a young daughter. They're just about to graduate college. They're stepping into their retirement years. When you look at their details, their projected window is going to move out of things where life insurance has been meaningful up until now. But now going forward, you're focusing on other things like long-term care. But too many times you get into these arenas where you get one policy that's designed to do this and add that and protect this. And too many times those features sound really neat and interesting. But when you get under it, you really got to take a step back and say, what's your particular goal? And if protection, then let's stay with that, right? Let's get term insurance.
And you're saying protection. This is protection that would it would basically replace your income, right?
That would be, yeah. And so if they've developed themselves to these asset levels that they have.
Well, look, think about it from a you're trying to provide for a spouse. You're trying to provide for a child. Cover your mortgage payment if you're diseased.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to protect your business's future. You know, key man insurance.
Absolutely.
You know, care for aging parents, that kind of stuff. So
sure.
To your point, what is it you're trying to accomplish?
Exactly.
Too many times they go out and sell whole life and, oh, you get life insurance and a savings plan.
Right.
Yeah. And when you get under the hood on that,
it always works.
It doesn't necessarily.
Every time you should buy a lot of that. Just,
right.
Yeah.
So those
I'm
two things.
I'm being facetious, by the way, anybody out there.
So a lot of times those two
put
things.
Put your wallet away.
They work against each other, right? If you're trying to build, if you're trying to make protection against a mortgage or income, then you need big death benefit.
Right.
And that doesn't work well when you hack in and try to add in this cash value account. Those two don't typically work well together.
Right.
So when you break the two issues apart and you get to a bigger picture and address a bigger plan, now you can get isolated. I make an analogy. About a year ago, I had a big souped up washing machine and dryer. And one of them went bad, and the guy that came out to the house, he said, hey, guess what? My recommendation is go to Sears and buy the most basic thing you're going to have available to you, and it'll last for 20 years. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
And I kind of make an analogy here. Figure out what your main goal is and go get whatever that protection is going to do.
But it's not bright and shiny, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't have all the, you know, the little bright LEDs.
Exactly.
Come on, man. When I wash my clothes, I want to see lights and all kinds
yeah.
of.
You want to hear it hum pictures. And you want to hear the music to go with it?
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah. They do have some music on a washer these days.
Yeah. When the guy told me, he said, hey, it was the motherboard that went out, I thought, oh, boy.
A motherboard
yeah,
on
your washing machine. So we're going to stay basic is the way our approach is. We're going to stick to some of the basic issues because at the end of the day, insurance is one that has to fit into a bigger picture. Right. And so from a planning standpoint, we certainly would advocate, whether it's done at a firm here like Hensler, where you do get that added benefit of plan first, product second, if our listeners out there are just in this arena where they don't quite have the planner, don't go down that route of just trying to put everything into one product is a conclusion that we would draw.
And if the only tool in their toolbox is insurance, guess what they're going to sell you?
Guess what? It's going to be an insurance solution.
Right.
You know, and sort of pulling on that, there have been some things developed here in the regulatory arena from the DOL ruling that's been out and has been, I saw it was punted.
Yeah.
It got pushed down the road.
Yep.
But that has largely cleaned out a lot of, like, when you step into
a
fiduciary
role. You mean
when the
insurance guys would put people in a 401k plan, roll it into an annuity?
Or better yet, Bill, we've seen this too many times, the annuity inside the IRA.
Right.
How about that one?
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
The annuity inside the IRA. I got to tell you,
fiduciary, let's back up and flesh that out just a second. Basically, what they're saying now is that you have to sell them something that is best for the client.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, to be clear, though, we've been that since 1986.
That is true, because registered investment
advisor. Everybody says fiduciary,
advisor,
what does that mean? That means I will be sued if I don't do the right thing for you.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get the best commission. I'm not trying to sell you something with all the bells and whistles that you never...
Now, Jim might earn a commission, but I do not earn a commission.
Well, the commission I'm talking about in the insurance world.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And but we don't earn commission on stocks, bonds, mutual funds.
You're right.
We look for the lowest cost solution to the problem.
Yeah, the one that will grow your wealth the most, because we sit on that same side. What's good for you and growing your wealth is good for us.
Right. I have not heard anybody complain about their fees going up this year.
Yeah, well,
I mean, what? The market's up 20%. We're probably up around there.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining.
Not a peep.
No.
Yeah.
And I didn't raise anybody's fees. I didn't
up
their percentage under management.
No.
Or the fee under management, sorry.
Right.
But the net effect on this insurance issue is too many times we have folks that walk in, they bring in proposals from other carriers that have been produced, they're sent to them, and we help them break that down to say, let's stay focused on the core of what we're trying to accomplish, and we'll provide you a good solution to fit that.
All right.
So
the hard part's actually figuring that last part out.
That's true.
A lot of times. True. All right. We're going to stop here for a quick break. You listen to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.